How did you get interested in this project?
I was attending some seminars on research, and I was looking around sitting there to see who was doing research, and I happened to have Dr. Rodriguez for a class, and I passed by his office every day going to class, and I noticed that he had an opportunity available, and I was interested and talked to him about it.
So I guess you're pretty proud of this accomplishment, aren't you?
Yes, I didn't expect it to go so well when I first started.
I can imagine you're going to be getting a lot of copies of this journal and pass them around to your friends and family.
I would like to, yes.
So what part did you play in all of this?
I, for the most part, raised the macrophages that we applied the technique to track the progress of nitric oxide through its metabolic processes.
Now tell me how this is going to help the public as a whole.
Right now, what we can understand is that we know that the beginning, which is the sources of nitric oxide, and we know the end product of the sources, which is the action of the nitric oxide, which is like vasodilation, cellular communication, all the stuff that happens after proteins are made in the cell. And what this helps us do is to track the pathways that nitric oxide goes through before it, the end product, basically.
It sounds pretty complicated to me.
It is. It takes a while to track it all down.
So is more research going to be done in this area?
Yes, it's a very, very popular free radical. Many people really are just doing different aspects of nitric oxide research.
Now, the big thing is you're going to be making a presentation on all the work that you've done. When and where is that going on?
It happens November 19th, I would like to say, to the 23rd in Indianapolis. Pretty interesting. It's like for undergraduates to be talking to PhDs.
So you'll be presenting your work, and hopefully doctors will pick up the research and go from there? Is that how it's going to work?
Yes, that's what we would like to happen.
Do you think that they will actually give the project back to Centenary to do further research on? Is that what you're kind of hoping for?
Yes, that would be really good. I would like to have more students be involved later on, and that would give them a great opportunity to.